Lindsay Buckingham and Stevie Nicks, relationship. I think the best anti-artificial intelligence argument out there is that AI can't make art because it can't fall in love or experience heartbreak. To understand art as a human experience, it has to be woven with at least a teeny little bit of pathos, don't you think? I mean, look at Fleetwood Mac. Stevie Nicks and Lindsay Buckingham's relationship permeated the band's history and the mythos surrounding it, but also imbued so much emotion into their albums, most especially Rumors, and their post-breakup songs like Silver Springs, this version being the all-time best performance of it, in case you were wondering. Well, the good news is that Buckingham and Nicks seem to be in a better place these days. Ahead of the upcoming Fleetwood Mac documentary for Apple TV, Buckingham told E! News that he and Nicks are talking all the time now, and that working on the film has been healing for the band. It comes after last year's remastered re-release of Buckingham Nicks, and just in time for 2027, which will mark the 50th anniversary of Rumors, if you can even believe it. The Alto Works, UNESCO Heritage Status. A few years ago, I got my DNA tested by Ancestry. Yes, yes, I know that my info is now in some database somewhere and can be sold to the highest bidder. And while it would surprise no one to know I'm almost entirely British, you should see my so-called tan this summer, I'm also 1% Finnish. Well, dear reader, I have absolutely milked that fact into near oblivion, with nearly 4 trips to Helsinki under my belt and another one planned for the end of this month. Why do I love Finland so much? Does it have anything to do with it being a small country that believes in sustainability and equality, a competent president, a welcoming sense of community for citizens and immigrants? Well, of course. Having not experienced much of that in a few years, it does feel like a breath of fresh air. But it also has to do with Finland's deeply ingrained design philosophy. Working in fashion in my freelance role has given me a first-hand look at the new generation of designers coming out of Helsinki, especially those from Aalto University, named for Alvar Aalto, whose work helped define Finnish modernism much the way Frank Lloyd Wright helped define American architecture. That legacy has now been recognized by UNESCO, with 13 Aalto work sites in Finland added to the World Heritage List. The group includes Paimio Sanatorium, Finlandia Hall, Villa Mera, the Aalto House, Studio Aalto, and the Aalto campus at the University of Jyväskylä, among others. According to the Alvar Aalto Foundation, the sites are tied to the construction of the Finnish welfare state from the 1920s through the 1970s, with buildings centered on human life, community, nature, and the idea that architecture could support a more egalitarian society. Which, I suppose, is all to say that my dinky little 1% has excellent taste. Porsche ex Louis Vuitton ex singer. We've already established I'm not a car guy, but I am a guy who likes cars. I like how expensive they are. I like when they are fast. I'd also like if one was willed to me by a rich widow with no heirs. But I especially like a pretty car. And the two Louis Vuitton Porsche 911s reimagined by Singer might be the prettiest damn cars I've seen hit my Instagram feed this week. The collaboration began with a tambour-inspired dashboard clock, then moved across the gauges, leatherwork, luggage, and eventually, there were two 911s redesigned as part of this collaboration. One comes in saffron and cobalt blue with yellow accents, and a roof rack designed for a trunk, surfboard, or skis. The other is a classic turbo cabriolet in calcare lutation, white with warm wood trim and gold details. Inside, there are monogram flower seat eyelets, malletage embossing, fitted Louis Vuitton luggage, and most importantly to me, a gear shift wrapped in a little leather drawstring detail inspired by one of the Mason's bags. Like I said, I'm not a car guy. But I am available for adoption for anyone that owns one of these 911s, pending you have no other heirs, of course. The Heat Wave, a creative screening and amp, photography exhibition. If you happen to be in Brooklyn this upcoming week, the Lighthouse campus is hosting the Heat Wave, a creative screening and amp, photography exhibition, a new project from photographer and filmmaker Garrett King. A short film screening, live conversation with King and his collaborators, and gallery reception with large format prints, drinks, and light bites will all be available through the night. After opening night, the exhibition will be up at the Lighthouse campus from Wednesday, August 19 through Friday, August 21, with select prints available to purchase.